Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Before we get started, take a breath and say with me, I know who I play for. Today's episode is all about intention, creativity, and the power you hold to shape your world, even when it seems like everything is out of your hands. So the question is, what are you creating right now, on purpose or by accident? Let's begin with Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs are like seeds. You plant them, and sooner or later, you reap their fruit. What are you sowing right now? What are you planting? Fear, doubt, worry? Or are you planting hope, faith, and new vision? Let me get real with you. When I think about what we're creating, intentionally or unintentionally, I have to look back at my own life and see where I was building out of pain, not purpose. Shortly after my father died, I got involved with a man who would become my ex-husband. My dad was everything. I was definitely daddy's little girl. And when he passed, I felt lost. I told myself I was becoming responsible. But if I'm honest, I was just trying to walk in my daddy's shoes instead of my own. I thought I had to hold everything together, prove I could be strong, take care of everyone, and somehow make up for the hole that grief left in my life. That's how I entered that relationship. I already had a 2-year-old from college. When I got pregnant again, I told myself, I made my bed, now I need to lie in it. I stayed, not because it was right, but because I thought that's what a responsible woman does. But here's the truth. His belief system and mine didn't match. He wanted a woman who'd stay in her place. He called me a woman's libber, like it was a cuss word. We kept having problems, but I kept thinking, I have to make this work. I don't have another choice. I got pregnant with my son, and eventually we married. We should have never gotten married, but I was broken then, and my brokenness was creating my reality. Looking back, I can see that I married a man who amplified my loneliness and abandonment. I already felt after losing my father. I was unconsciously creating a life that matched my pain, choosing, accepting, and staying in situations that reflected how lost I felt on the inside. But here's what I know now. We're always creating, either by design or by default. When we aren't intentional, our wounds, fears, and grief end up doing the creating for us. And I want you to hear this, not with shame, but with compassion. Because even through that season, I became the strong, loving woman I am today. My kids are my pride and joy, and I am grateful for every lesson. But I wish someone had told me, Tina, you don't have to keep lying in a bed you no longer belong in. You can get up. You can create something new. Now when I ask, what are you creating right now? I ask myself first, Am I building from my wounds or from my wholeness? Am I creating from my history or my vision? And always, always, I know who I play for. Let me get even more real for a moment, because honestly, what made that season of my life even heavier was the weight of other people's expectations. You see, I had 3 children before I ever got married. My marriage eventually failed. And at that time, it felt like everywhere I turned, there was a voice, real or imagined, judging me. What kind of woman are you? The question echoed in my mind, not because it was always spoken aloud, but because I internalized it. Society tells us what a good woman, a responsible woman, a worthy woman should look like. Have your children in the right order with the right man. Make the marriage work no matter what. Suffer in silence if you have to, but never show your mess. So there I was, carrying shame, guilt, and so many useless emotions, not just for what I'd chosen, but for how I imagined others were seeing me. It wasn't just living my life. I was trying to live up to someone else's script. And if you're listening and you've ever felt that, let me tell you, you're not alone. There are still so many women in the world today who are feeling shame, guilt, and pressure because their lives don't fit some outdated mold. But here's what I know now. No one else's expectations get to write your story. The divine didn't create you to perform for a crowd that doesn't even see your heart. You don't have to keep lying in a bed you're no longer belong in, just because that's what people expect. I look at the woman I am today. I see strength, compassion, wisdom, qualities I gain not by doing everything right, but by surviving, by loving, by learning, and by refusing to let shame be the loudest voice in my head. If you're living under the weight of judgment, yours or anyone else's, I want you to hear me. You are not your mistakes. You are not your timeline. You are the creator of your life, and you get to begin again as many times as it takes. Now, when I ask, what are you creating right now? I do it with a heart full of compassion for myself and for every woman who's ever been told she wasn't enough. Always, always, I know who I play for. Earlier, I quoted Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. This verse isn't just about positive thinking. It's about the deep, often hidden beliefs we carry. Beliefs about our worth, our place in the world, and what we deserve. When my father died and I felt lost, I started seeing myself as abandoned, alone, and unworthy of the love I'd always known. Without even realizing, I began creating relationships and circumstances that matched those hidden beliefs. I stayed where I didn't belong, not because I was weak, but because I was unconsciously living out a story I didn't even know I'd written. The Bible is full of stories about people who believe they were unworthy, unloved, or stuck until God spoke a new word over them. Think of the woman at the well, the prodigal son, or the countless stories where grace interrupts shame. God's message isn't lie in the bed you made. It's behold, I do a new thing. It's you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's let the weak say, I am strong. So while the world and sometimes our own minds tell us to live small, to carry shame, to do penance for our old choices, the divine is always inviting us to rise up, renew our minds, and co-create something new. That's what every great spiritual teacher and every metaphysical master agrees on. You are not condemned by your past. You are liberated by your willingness to see yourself as God sees you, worthy, loved, and empowered to create again. So today, ask yourself, what would it look like to agree with that message instead of the old one? What might you create if you believed deep down that you are seen, chosen, and blessed no matter how your story began? And always, always, I know who I play for. Let's talk about what the metaphysical teachers say about the way we create our reality and how that applies to what I just shared. Abraham Hicks teaches, you can't get to where you want to be by beating up on where you are. If you are creating from shame, from guilt, from feeling not enough, you end up repeating those very feelings in your life story. Abraham always reminds us there's power in pivoting and finding relief in reaching for a better feeling thought. Back then, I was creating my life by default, reacting to my own pain and the world's expectations, not from vision, but from survival. When I started to release shame, little by little, my ability to create consciously opened up. Reverend Michael Beckwith says, stop telling your old story so you can live your new vision. He teaches that our self-concept is a launching pad for everything we manifest. When I stayed in that marriage out of I made my bed, now I must lie in it, I was living an old story. One built on grief, on trying to be responsible, on keeping up appearances. But freedom comes when you tell a new story. When you decide to see yourself as worthy, whole, and free, regardless of what society says. Reverend Ike always preached, the only thing standing between you and your good is your own mind. What you think of yourself is what you get from life. He was unapologetic about prosperity and self-worth. He'd say, if you want to be free, you've got to stop letting guilt and outside opinions rent space in your head. The moment I started to see myself as more than my circumstances, as someone deserving of love, respect, and joy, my entire reality began to shift. Here's the lesson. You don't have to create your life from wounds, guilt, or anyone else's opinion. The power to shift your story, to create something new, begins with how you see yourself and what you decide you deserve. The divine, the universe, God, is not judging you. You get to begin again, rewrite your story, and plant new seeds anytime you choose. So I invite you, what would your life look like if you created it from self-love, not self-judgment? What might happen if you stop rehearsing the shame and start rehearsing your own worthiness? You are the creator. You are not stuck. And always, I know who I play for. Let's pause and really go deep with this. Get your journal, open a note on your phone, or just give yourself the gift of honest thought for a few minutes. See your old story. Where in your life have you made choices out of I made my bed, now I must lie in it? What beliefs about yourself or your worth did you absorb from your family, your community, your society at large? Are there any places in your life where you're living out someone else's expectations or carrying shame about how your story unfolded? Now let's name the weight. Is there a decision, relationship, or pattern you're holding on to because you fear being judged, abandoned, or not enough? What kinds of emotions, shame, guilt, fear, unworthiness come up when you think about this area of your life? Now let's reclaim your power. What would you choose or create if shame and outside judgment weren't factors at all? How might your story look different if you believed, as the Bible says, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, worthy of starting again, worthy of joy, worthy of love? Can you identify a moment where you actually did make a powerful, self-loving choice, even if it felt scary or unpopular? Now let's choose your new creation. Write or say out loud, I release the old story of shame and not enough. I choose to create my life from self-love, not self-judgment. The divine and I are co-creating something new. I know who I play for. Take a minute and imagine what new reality, relationship, or experience you would plant in your life if you really believe that you were worthy, loved, and free. If it feels hard, that's okay. Sometimes the most powerful creation starts with imagining how it could feel and letting that be enough for today. Let your breath get a little deeper. Feel the weight lifting, even just a bit. Knowing that every time you choose compassion over shame, you are planting a new seed. Now, let's take a moment. I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in and out. Let's take a moment to create from love, not from lack. If you're able, close your eyes. Place your hand over your heart and breathe in deeply and let it out slowly. Imagine you are standing at a crossroads. Behind you is the old story, the shame, the shoulds, the expectations you outgrown. Ahead is a wide open path filled with sunlight, fresh possibility, and unconditional love of the divine. The only thing you need to bring with you is your true self. As you stand in this place, let these affirmations wash over you. After each one, repeat it softly, either aloud or in your mind, and let it settle in your spirit. I am worthy of love, respect, and new beginnings. My value is not defined by my past, but by who I am choosing to be now. I release shame and invite self-compassion. I honor my journey and forgive myself for what I did not know. I let go of every other people's stories, and I claim my own. Every day, I create from self-love and not self-judgment. The divine sees me, loves me, and blesses my path. I am the co-creator of my life. I choose what I plant now. My life is a reflection of my worthiness and my vision. I know who I play for, and I am free to create again. Let's breathe that in. See yourself gently stepping forward on this new path, feeling lighter, freer, and more open than you have in a long time. If any old feelings of shame or fear arise, imagine them falling away like old leaves returning to the earth. With each step, feel your body fill in with courage, possibility, and peace. When you're ready, open your eyes, keeping that sense of self-love and freedom with you. You are not your past, your choices, or anyone else's opinion. You are a creator, powerful, worthy and free to begin again as many times as it takes. If today's episode helped you release even a little shame, if it gave you permission to see yourself in a new light, I hope you'll keep walking with us. Visit happyhealthywholerich.com to download today's affirmation track, join our growing community, or share your story. Remember, you are never alone on this journey. You get to choose what you plant next. You get to rewrite your story. And every step you take towards self-love changes the world around you. Let's say it together with courage and pride. I know who I play for. Stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. I'll see you next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.